Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
4 o'clock, everything becomes official. It's when the official business can happen. Right, all the other business has been happening, but now the official, it all becomes official. The trade for Deshaun becomes official. Right? Mike Jackson already become official because he got cut.
Listen, I know we're focusing on Eagles transactions.
Yeah.
But we buried the lead. There's a lot of stuff happened yesterday with trades.
What, Odell Beckham Jr.?
Yeah.
It's a good trade by the Giants. I know the world says otherwise, but I don't know why. It's a good trade for both teams.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. I mean, it all depends on where you feel like your team is headed. So, you know, if you're the Giants and you feel like, hey, we're in rebuilding mode, why pay a receiver this much money when we need to blow it up and start over?
Pretty much seems like that's what they're doing.
Got a first-round pick, third-round pick, starting safety.
Former first-round pick 2 years ago.
That's more than what the Raiders, I mean, if Steelers got for Antonio Brown.
I actually, when I saw it, I was like, all right, like maybe I thought they would get a little bit more.
Right.
But then you look at the player and it's like, well, all right, well, that's value. That's probably like a mid-round pick or a third-round pick based on his production so far in the NFL. But I see people like Ben, they call him the worst GM in the history of sports. Dave Gettleman. I'm not saying the Giants GM's a great GM,
right?
But that move, that wasn't a terrible move trade him.
I think people get on the Giants because they don't know what the plan is. Like, why wouldn't you take a quarterback last year? You take Saquon Barkley.
Why is Eli still on the team?
Why is Eli still on the team?
I totally agree with that.
So people look at it like, dude, what is your plan? You came in here with what is your plan? And you've already abandoned your plan.
The trade itself, though, he would not be on my team. If I was the Giants GM, he's talented. It'll be fun to see him in Cleveland.
Oh, he's very talented.
Listen, it's great
Very talented.
It's better for the NFL that he's in Cleveland than him being in New York because they're not.
You want him on a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want him to be seen in a positive light than what's going to happen in New York where they're going to suck. And he's going to be mad, and they're going to be kicking nets.
Or you can go to Cleveland
else.
And do that.
He could. But that's the great thing about it, right?
Or you can go to Cleveland and do that.
So you give a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the trade from the Giants. I thought both teams did
listen,
well.
Listen, it's good for us. I don't know what Joe DeCameron was talking about, it being bad for the Eagles that the Giants traded Odell Beckham Jr. That was a bunch of nonsense.
What's the reasoning?
Well, the reason is because somehow they're going to be better in 3 to 5 years, and that's going to be bad for the Eagles.
There is no reasoning. It's not on the front of my mind right now.
There is no reasoning that this somehow hurt the Eagles by trading Odell Beckham Jr.
I'm an NFL fan, and this is awesome for the NFL. You put him in Cleveland. I hit fighting with Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's fighting back.
I want to see good football.
It's great.
I mean, drama is drama, but after a while, that gets so. And you're the one who says you don't want those players.
Who?
Those type of players.
I don't.
Yeah. So
not on my team.
Good for the NFL.
Not on my team.
I want to see guys live up to their potential. I want to see great performances, not nonsense.
But that's what you can get out of them.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm hoping to see at least at first out of them. And then let him be, you know.
I like Baker, so hopefully he don't go there and blow that up.
All right. Running backs. Do they need a running back? Is it a priority? Obviously, they're going to add somebody, whether it's draft or free agent. But do they need to get a bona fide starting running back? A lot of people say no, Ike. A lot of people are fine with the rotations. Let's ask people. Steve in Bucks County. Hi, Steve.
Good afternoon, guys.
How are you?
I had to call up because the statement you made about that the Eagles are not all in if they don't go get a running back is ridiculous.
Didn't say
if
that.
If you go look at – you did say that. You did. You said they're not
– I didn't.
You did say that. But either way, regardless of the point, if in the last 10 to 15 years, there's been one running back that has Hall of Fame potential that won a Super Bowl.
I ain't looking for a Hall of Fame potential guy. I just don't want Josh Adams.
You're saying you want this team to win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
That's not the ingredients to win a Super Bowl. It's a team that wins a Super Bowl. Good quarterbacks. Good defense. Mm-hmm. Now a running back. Good starting running backs. Go look at the numbers, dude. Good starting running backs that lead the league in rushing, they're not the ones that win in the Super Bowl.
But hold on, Steve. When did I say I need...
You did. At the beginning of the show, you said if Howie Rosen was going to be judged on whether or not he gets a running back. Whether or not
a starting running back. A starting running back. Not Josh Adams. A starting running back. Tevin Coleman's a starting running back. Jordan Howard's a starting running back.
It doesn't matter, though. They could go get a running back. What? Who won the Super Bowl last year? What?
Sony Michel, right? Sony Michel, a first-round draft pick.
White, yeah. Oh,
a first-round draft pick, yes.
Yeah, right.
A first-round draft pick. You're proving my point. They used a first-round draft pick on him.
You said free agency. You said free agency. You should go get a running back free agency. You said Tevin Coleman, Campbell, whatever the hell his name is, whoever else, dude.
Here's what I don't want, Steve. Here's what I don't want. I don't want a third or a fourth round draft pick. I don't want Ty Montgomery. I don't want what they had last year. That's what I don't want. If you want that, that's fine. I don't.
Putting your value in running back is not the course to win a Super Bowl. It's been proven. Over the past 15 years, there's only been one potential Hall of Fame running back.
I'm not talking about a Hall of Famer.
Here's the thing, though, Steve. I think you guys are arguing two different things. You're talking about a level of a running back, Steve, coupled with how you're building your offense around the running back. He's basically saying a running back can't lead you.
Yeah, I don't want that guy.
Yeah, that's not what John is saying. What we're saying about the running back position is that this team, in a nutshell, is very good in a lot of different areas, especially on the offensive side of the football, and their weakest area is running back. You just can't plug anybody in there because you need a running back that can actually get the job done. You need a running back that you can rely on. You don't need to build your offense around a running back. No one is saying that this is the 90s Cowboys team and Emmitt Smith and that offensive line is going to lead you to a championship and all Aikman has to do is throw the ball 20 times a game. No one's saying that. But you do need to be able to run the ball. You need to have running backs that you can rely on. When you look at when they won the Super Bowl, no, they didn't have one guy they could rely on, but they had several guys they could rely on. So the running back production was there. If we had those caliber of running backs in our stable right now, we wouldn't be looking for running backs.
And by the way, they made a trade to get Jay Ajayi in because they weren't good enough at the running back position.
And you're looking at a position right now that we view as the weakest area on the team. It's the area that can keep them from going to win a title.
Yep.
I mean, that's what we're looking at when we're talking about the running back position.
And here's the other thing. I don't need Carson Wentz throwing the ball 45 to 50 times a game.
Well, you need to run the ball when you need to run the ball.
Right.
Yeah, effectively. Short yardage, first downs, running the clock out. You know, when it's time to go 4-minute drill. You can't do that when you have running backs like Josh Adams.
Yeah. No, I mean, and I like Josh Adams, and he's a local kid, and I hope he's on the team this year, and he does great. I'm not relying on guys that haven't proven it.
Right.
If you're going for the Super Bowl in 2019, then bring somebody in here that actually can be your starting running back that you can rely on. If that's Tevin Coleman, fine. If you're training for Jordan Howard, I don't need the best running back in the league.
Right.
But I need somebody that I know is the starter, that I know he's the guy that you're going to in certain situations. Sure, I'd love to have a great three-headed monster with a young back and LeGarrette Blount, whatever else. Yeah, that'd be great. Then do that. But there's nobody, like LeGarrette Blount's 2 years older than he was in 2017. Otherwise, Howie would go out there 30, and sign him.
32.
Let's go to JJ Wilmington. Hi, JJ. How are you?
Hey, what's up, my man?
How are you?
Doing well. Hey, Ike, what's up, boy?
What up, JJ?
Oh, not much, man. So I think somebody needs to go ahead and send Steve the Snickers. he sounds a little cranky over there.
That was a good first call.
That's the way we started.
Yeah, that's good.
But, running back does need to be made a priority. All right, so the whole big-time bell cow running back. You have, what, maybe five, the Todd Gurley's, the Zeke Elliott's.
Right.
All right, you get lucky when you get a top pick in the draft to get one of these guys, and those teams get lucky with those guys, a Melvin Gordon or whatnot. The Eagles haven't been in that position to do that in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If the signing of Mark Ingram at $5 million a year, that actually made me pretty optimistic that I think we have a decent shot at Tevin Coleman because I don't think he can be maybe but $7 million a year. I don't think he's going to be too much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is very essential, though, that we get is somebody like a Tevin Coleman in here to at least feature the running game around someone who can also, you know, catch out the backfield.
Yeah.
I do not want to relive another season where we're going week to week and we have no idea who is going to carry the load until the second quarter of the game.
Right.
That stuff is why we can't do that anymore. We need somebody to feature in the game plan that we can depend on is going to be the hot hand every week, that we don't have to wait for somebody to get rolling and going with, you know, like last year, Adam Smallwood and Corey. I mean, that's just a very unreliable
source. It's not good enough.
Of production from a very productive position on your offense. So I really wish they would. Somebody I would maybe hopefully they could grab, like we talked about yesterday, they can't trust necessarily who they're going to grab, but I do like Miles Sanders out of Penn State. He is a very good skilled running back, and he probably is going to be a second or third round
second
pick.
Second or third,
they have to make the right pick. So, yeah, but I'm definitely with you guys, man. It needs to be a priority, and I wish that people would stop referring back to Deshaun's early days in his career of locker room issues and whatnot. Look, this is something he wanted was to come back to Philadelphia. He is looking forward to this. I think he kind of has to prove something to himself a bit, and it's not like early years where it's, you know, he doesn't need to prove nothing to nobody because he's young, flashy, right. Deshaun Jackson. So I think we're going to get a great year of production out of Deshaun. So I appreciate it. Oh, and one more thing before I go.
Hurry up.
I'm so tired of people talking about Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is here to stay. Ben Simmons is going to be here. He should be here. Him and Joel are the pillars of what are to come in the 76ers organization and the foundations of great basketball in years to come.
All right, there he is, JJ. A terrible game last night.
Oh, my God.
Atrocious.
Sixers minus 15?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Should have known.
Yeah.
Looked too easy, it was.
Yeah, it was. It's a lot of points, though. You had to figure that they thought that was a 20-pointer.
They just played the night before.
I know. Yeah, that was a tough watch last night.
Come on, JoJo.
Let's go to Mike, West Philly. What's up, Michael?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Oh, man.
What up, Mike?
How are you?
So, first of all, I want to start out with Le'Veon Bell for a second. I was pretty ticked off last night that he made us wait all the way until midnight just so he could drop that trash album. That was just an awful waste of time, especially when we knew that he was going to the Jets for months now. There was not a question in my mind.
Yeah.
That was annoying. But talking about the Eagles free agency, I just really think that Tevin Coleman is somebody who I've wanted since the beginning. I pointed it out on Twitter. He's young. He's got fresh legs. I never wanted Mark Ingram here, honestly. I don't think he would have came here either. He seems to have some kind of problem with the Eagles. I don't know what that is. But
who is that? Talking about Mark Ingram?
Yeah.
He's just a competitor.
Yeah, that was probably, yeah, just the little back and forth between them and the Saints. Although, I mean, hell, I don't know. Mark Ingram probably said, I don't want to go to the Eagles because
maybe
of that. Who knows?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know. To me, he just rubbed me the wrong way. I wouldn't have liked that. But I think other than Kevin Coleman, the only other guy I would give a shot to is Jordan Howard. The Bears are clearly, they seem to be done with him. And I don't think you would have to trade too much for him. They drafted him in, the fourth or the fifth round.
Yeah, I'm thinking a fifth rounder, right?
I was thinking that or fourth at the most for him.
Right. Yeah.
I think the problem with him, and last year he still went over 1,000 yards total. And I think the only thing was they don't have an athletic line like we do. And if you watch the tape, it seemed like they were trying to pull their guys too much. And he was having to wait for the slower guys to get out the way so he could run.
Well, I mean,
he's more of a bruiser in between your tackles.
I think he'd be traded by now if the Bears were giving him away for a four.
They probably don't want to.
Yeah.
So people are probably just waiting. And you got to think about it. If he's not a huge pass catcher out of the backfield and he's more of a third down guy, maybe some teams are saying, I don't want to give up more than a fourth round for him, because you got to realize he's on the last year of his deal.
Mm-hmm.
So you give up a fourth round pick when you could use a fourth round pick on a running back.
Right.
And you got control of that guy for the next 4 years. Like, it all depends on the team, right? Because give a fourth-round pick for Jordan Howard at 24 years old, we're going to all say you need to re-sign him.
Yeah, extend him.
Yeah.
You wait, you do it mid-season, you bring him in and see, oh, we like this guy a lot, let's talk to his agent, get it done. You're okay with playing the year out and seeing what happens? I mean, right. Listen, I would like to keep him. I don't want to have to go through the charade
again
every year.
Next year, right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would like. Hey, so yesterday, at the end of the show, we were asking people if they still had the Deshaun jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, we got, like, I don't know how many tweets, but I just saw, like...
Lots of people still
tweet
rocking.
After tweet after tweet. So it got me thinking, what do you do with your old jersey? What do you do with old Eagles jerseys? Do they just go in the back of the closet? Do you bring them back out? I've never been a jersey guy, so I don't really have jerseys that are laying around. Ben, you're a jersey guy. Do you keep them?
I only buy one jersey in each sport. I'm not a guy that goes multi. Like, I can only wear one jersey at once, right? Go to a Flyers game, I wear my pronger. I go to an Eagles game, I wear my Foles. I go to a Sixers game, I don't know.
You don't have to update it?
No. I think it's cooler to have an old one.
Well, you had the Foles. You were able to bring the Foles one back out.
That was an original Foles. I bought the Foles one after he got let go for $13. Best investment I ever made.
Wow, look at you.
It was either that for $13 or Tebow for $50. And I almost did Tebow for $50.
You made a wise investment there.
You did.
I don't know. Like, how many jerseys do you have? Bunch of jerseys?
Yeah. But they aren't jerseys that you would wear necessarily. I don't do football jerseys. I've never worn a football jersey other than my own. But I collect a lot of them, or I used to when I played.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do the whole jersey swapping thing in the middle of the field back then. You know, back then you would get in touch with the PR guy. He would get in touch with that team's equipment manager, get the message to the player whose jersey you were trying to get, and guy would sign it. Yeah, and he'd just swap it through the equipment manager in the PR department. He didn't have the whole show going after the game like you do now. So I got a few of those from guys I either played with that were cool, I was cool with, then went to another team, or someone I may have played against in college that I knew, you know, that type of thing. You know, and my basketball jerseys, they're just all Kobe Bryant jerseys.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably about, I don't know, 20 of them.
20 Kobe Bryant jerseys?
Yeah, two numbers, man, 8, 24, and then you throw in the Olympic number 10. Yeah, during that time, I wasted a lot of money
on
Kobe stuff, yeah, back then.
Wow, well, they're collector's items now.
You got disposable income.
So here's my question. Yeah, I guess, like, why not?
Yeah, it's like anything. Okay, yeah, let me get that one, too. Mitchell and Ness got a lot of my money, man.
Who out there, and it was right during that was the right time period, too, right?
Yeah, throwbacks. Dude.
Who out there had a Deshaun jersey and got rid of it and now wishes they had it back? 888-729-9494. Where do old jerseys go?
My son still got his Macklin jersey.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We're going to have an old jersey party coming up in the next few weeks where everybody's going to wear their old jerseys, and we'll have prizes and stuff.
A lot of tens out there.
Is there people out there that were like, because they bought into the Deshaun thing, because he wouldn't behave, so they burned it or threw it out.
You're not an Eagle.
Anybody out there? 888-729-9494. Here's the Twitter question. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking for that engagement ring, you know where to go. Make it remarkable at Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, or online at marks-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles absolutely have to add a feature back, or can they sign, draft a couple solid guys, and do things by committee? Right now, 69% say they need a feature back.
Mm. There you go.
I think more people on the phones, or at least it seems like it's a coin flip on the phones. A lot of people like that rotation, Ike.
Yeah, because they've seen it. They've seen it with teams. I mean, unless you get one of those special backs, fans are okay with seeing the dual threat back there.
I like the dual threat.
Yeah.
But you need the one guy to go with this two, right? I don't feel like they have a one right now. And that's where I'm coming from.
We don't have a one or a two right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I
like our young guys. But they're young guys. They're the third guy.
Like, this is a Super Bowl contending team.
Yeah. Our young guys are the reason Darren Sproles is still being considered to bring back again.
Because they're not sure.
Exactly.
And by the way, I want them to draft a running back as well.
Yes.
I want it to be a strength. Yes. I don't want to have to say, well, maybe if this guy, or let's re-sign LeGarrette Blount or whatever.
Or we do this as the breakout Wendell Smallwood year.
Uh-huh.
The year Wendell breaks out.
No, we're not doing that. Mike, Birdsboro, PA. What's up, Michael? How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Excellent.
What up, Mike?
What's
hey,
up, brother?
Just want to say I love your guys' show. I listen to it every day on my way home from work.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Absolutely. So I was while I was listening, I was thinking, you know, we keep saying we want to, you know, possibly trade for a guy like maybe like Jordan Howard.
Mm-hmm.
How about dealing with somebody that we continuously deal with almost every offseason, it feels like, and try to go after James White with the Patriots? And then
Is he a free agent? You mean like trade for him?
Yeah, trade for him. I don't think it would cost too much.
I think he just signed a new contract. Nah, he's unrestricted after 2020. And here's what I know about James White. Tom Brady loves him, and when their offense was struggling a little bit last year, he actually publicly was lobbying for James White to be on the field more.
Yeah, so, I don't think Bill Belichick is ready to give up James White. Bill Belichick, he would rather keep James White this year, use him up, preserve Sony Michel, and then let James White go be a free agent.
He's the perfect two. Yeah. Excellent out of the backfield.
That's a nice combination.
That's
right there.
A good combo.
James White and Sony Michel.
Yeah.
So, and another question I had is, what are we doing at linebacker? I saw Zach Brown got released by the Redskins.
Yeah.
There's Mark Barron out there. And, I mean, we just lost Hicks. Sorry.
I got to be honest with you. I think Mike, at linebacker, they may still bring in somebody, but they're going to wait until this free agency period dies down before they go out there and jump in the linebacker pool, because they certainly want to find somebody on maybe a one-year deal at a team price. And see, if you wait, then these guys are like, oh, man, all the money is dried up. So I need to get on a team somewhere. That's the option you have. Mm-hmm. It's like, let me take a low deal now just to get on a team, or do I wait it out, hope somebody gets injured, or they don't get somebody in the draft, and a team becomes desperate, and maybe I get a little more money in June when teams didn't get to answer all the mm-hmm. needs they had prior to free agency and the draft. So you're going to get that wave as well. And again, I know we said it a couple times, but that's how the Eagles got LeGarrette Blount.
Yep.
They waited until after the draft to get him.
Yeah, Howie's going to have a couple of those moves for sure. But
I wouldn't do that with the running back position.
No, I don't want him to do that with running back.
Right.
Not with running back. 888-729-9494. We want to talk to somebody that got rid of the D-Jax jersey after he left here in Philadelphia. And now you regret it. A lot of people initially called in. They dropped off. We want to talk to at least one or two of those people. And are you going to get a new one? Marks and Reese, 888-729-9494. And what about the Eagles running back position? Are you comfortable with it, or do you need them to go out and get a lead back? I need a lead back here. I'm trying to have the Eagles win a Super Bowl in 2019. What do you think?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.